So last Sunday with the big people, what I talked about, the center of everything I talked about is that Jesus needs to be in the center of everything that we do. And especially when it comes into relationships, that Jesus needs to be right in the middle of it. And so I'm going to have these three adults come over here. I'm going to have you three stand sort of elbow to elbow and put your fingers out like this, elbow to elbow, facing each other. Facing each other. Yep, make like a circle. Yeah, like there you go. Yeah, get your pinkies right or your fingers right in there. Okay, so what I want you to do this morning is these three people, you're all friends, right? You know each other. Okay, this is Eric and this is Kathy and Sue. Okay, all right. So they know each other and they're friends and they're in a relationship. Now, do you guys have a relationship with somebody? A friend? Lucas, you have a friend? Oh, I'm good. I'm glad. Okay. You have a good friend, okay? Lucy, you have a good friend? You have a friend? Okay. So we're in a relationship with people. Now, I want to tell you something. If Jesus is in the middle of this relationship, the relationship's going to be better. It's going to be good. Jesus at the center. So to sort of picture these folks being in a relationship with one another, we're going to pretend that this is the relationship. So I want to put this, yeah, get your fingers right in there. Yeah, yeah, your fingers are right in there. And there. Okay, now keep your elbows to your side. So, yeah, don't go like this, okay? Keep right in there. All right, so here's what happens. This is sort of interesting. When Jesus is in the middle, he keeps us together. And so Jesus right here. And so whatever's going on in this relationship, Jesus is right there helping make sure it's all working really well. But there's something really interesting that I want to tell you. I want to show you. When you start getting away from Jesus, this is why it's good to come to church. It's good to come to kids' life and be involved. Adults, it's good to be in a Bible study. Because when you start drifting away from Jesus, guess who else you start drifting away from as well? So the couple of you, all three of you, just take a step back. Okay? Now, with that step back, do you feel a little tension on your finger? Yeah, Eric? Okay. And Kathy, I see it on her face. She's like, okay. When we start getting away from Jesus, all of a sudden, this relationship starts to get stretched as well. Now, next week, I'm going to talk to your moms and dads and the big people about marriage. And this is true in marriage as well. When you start getting away from Jesus, the relationship also starts to get stretched a little bit. So let's pretend you got a little further away from Jesus. Take another little step back. Feeling more tension? Yeah, how long are you going to be able to hold this like that? Is that going to be fun to do for a long time? What do you think? Eric, fun? Nah, no big deal. Okay. Yeah, we're not going to have a blast before too long. Okay, all right. So it gets tougher and tougher the further we get away from Christ. Now, if you want to solve this, you get back close to Christ, and look what happens. Take a step back in, folks. When you get close to Christ, guess what else happens? You start to get back close with your friends, with your husband or wife, if you're married. So the more we fall from Christ, the worse that gets. Now, guess what happens? When this starts to strain, so let's take two steps back now. What? Nope, keep your elbows to your sides. No cheating. Okay, let's take another step back. What's going to happen? Take another step back.
I can't do it.
Those are some mighty strong rubber bands.
I'm telling you.
I don't want to hurt you that bad. Okay. Lucy, what's going to happen if they keep going? It's going to eventually break. The relationship's going to fall apart. You know, God did this cool thing. You can take a step in so you don't really get hurt.
Right?
It's a strain all the way around. Okay. God, I think, gave us relationships so that we can understand who He is. So we can understand the relationship that He wants with us. Because He wants us to be in relationship, not just with each other, but with Him. And He wants to keep us close together. So I just want to encourage you, do everything you can. As you're growing up, do everything you can to stay close to Jesus. You know, stay around, hang out in church. You know, hang out with Miss Debbie and Miss Stephanie. Learn from them. Learn more about Jesus. Because every relationship you're in, if Jesus is at your center, all those other relationships are going to be so much better. So let me pray for you kids. Thank you. Let's give them a round of applause first, then we'll pray. Okay. Dear Father, I thank you for giving us relationships so we can understand what the relationship you want to have with us as well. And Father, I know full-heartedly that when my relationship with you is right, when my heart with you is right, it just feels right with other people as well. Things just seem to go better. I don't have as much anger. I don't have as much resentment and contempt. All those things sort of melt away when I'm close to you. And so, Father, I just pray for these kids this morning, and I pray that they will stay close to you. They'll stay close to the church. They'll keep you at the center, Jesus, of their hearts and their lives, so that the relationships that they will move through throughout their whole lives will just be beautiful and will also be a reflection of your relationship with them. So, God, walk with these kids and walk with us as adults as well, that we'll keep you in the center of all. Amen. Thank you. You guys can all head back to your seats at this point. Stand up. We're going to sing some fun songs.
Somebody that you're not like the sun in the morning.
We're going to take a little bit of time this morning. You may have a seat and just praise God a little bit and give Him some of our praises through our God stories. So, as I said, there's some God story cards just scattered throughout the sanctuary. Be writing those. We're wanting to collect a bunch of them this year. So, God story is when God works through us to bless somebody else, and a life story is when God just chooses to bless us. So, He helps you find your keys or He helps something go right in your life. So, I'm going to read a couple of these and then I'm going to stop. That's your chance to jump in, and you can share a little bit, and then I'll read a few more. So here's one. This one came from Christy Malaki. For months, I was advocating for my daughter Evelyn to remain at Olmsted Falls High School and finish the last quarter of her freshman year due to our move to Valley City. The district was unwilling to compromise and stood firm that she must transfer to Buckeye since we were non-residents. I heartfully pleaded my case that COVID presented many disruptions to the students and that it would not be in Evelyn's best interest, socially, emotionally, academically, so on, to be moved with less than 40 days left in the school year. After obtaining a parent advocate, hiring a special education attorney, filing appeals to the state, I was exhausted. Throughout all my efforts, I easily became frustrated, angry, and irritated. I shared this with our church family during a potluck dinner a few weeks ago. And 2 days ago, I received a letter from the superintendent that my request was granted. There is no doubt that all of the prayers were heard and God answered. I put my faith in God to help intervene, and mountains moved. He held my hand, gave me strength, and in the end, we could celebrate our victory. In all the moments, I will continue to praise, seek, and worship, and trust, and thank God. Did you guys hear that story or know that story? That's a cool story. And if you had talked to Christy, she was pulling her hair out over this. Here's another one from Steve Wagner. I got a call Sunday evening from our friend Chuck Murray. He had stopped by our camper in Athens, checked it out. All is well. Did I say that right? Checked it out, all is, and I can't make out that word, Steve, sorry, something. Then offered to cut the grass for us, for gas anyway. Jan and I have been looking to hire someone locally with no luck. Thank you, Lord, for again answering prayer, filling a need, and saving us more money. Cool. Thank you, Steve. That's a cool praise. Michelle, you can just read yours. I'm looking at that and I'm thinking, my eyes in here, it ain't happening.
Oh, no, this is another one. I'll just share one from what happened.
Oh, our cat died. Okay. Yes, it was. Some of your stories. You verbalize it. I'm going to walk around. Linda's going to move the camera because people online are like, I didn't hear that. I didn't see that. So what's some of your stories? What praise do you have this morning?
Last weekend, the Lord blessed my husband and myself and my kids with a good, relaxing and fun time in Amish country together where we could bond and just get away for a little while.
Nice. Others, praise it's on your heart. Debbie in the back. Well, this ought to be fun, camera people.
This is my granddaughter, Chloe.
Hi, Chloe.
And starting on Monday night, she sent me a text and said, Grandma, are you teaching Sunday school? And I said, no, not this week. Then the next night, she sent me another text and said, Grandma, can I come to church with you on Sunday? So four times this week, she has asked to come to church. And to me, that is the biggest blessing, is to bring my family to know the Lord. And her brother's at home with her with Grandpa. Ray kind of had a little bad night last night, so he's taking care of Kobe. But I'm just so excited that Chloe has come to church with me. And she was all excited to see Charlotte and Lucy, because she remembers you guys.
Cool. Others, I'm back here. Isabella.
My friend, she moved away, but she been moving stuff out for 2 days.
Okay. You pray for her for that?
Yeah.
Okay. You going to miss her? Is she goes close or far away?
She's going to be far away.
Oh, that's sad. But we'll pray for her. What's her name?
Layla.
Dear Heavenly Father, I just pray for Layla that you'll watch over her and her move with her family, and that, Father, wherever she goes, that she will know you, maybe be close to you, and be with Isabella as this relationship. We talked about relationships this morning, and Father, the distance is going to stretch that a little bit. So I just lift up Isabella as well. It's a little sad to say goodbye to a friend. So watch over them, God. Amen. Other praise, other thanks.
I just want to give a praise that we got our stump grand our back this week so we can keep it moving.
Yay! It's upright, right?
Yeah.
Awesome. Anyone else? Read a couple more cards. Here's a couple God stories this morning. God stories are when God invites us into what he's doing. We get to bless somebody else. At work, we were able to share the gospel with a woman who accepted it with gladness and tears and joy. That's cool. That's worth clapping, whoever was clapping. In the past month, several friends have encountered health issues, some serious, not COVID-related. Those related to these people have reached out to us knowing of the connection that we have to the big guy, meaning our church. God has given me a new burden for those who need healing. I believe God is going to do things only he can do. That's cool. We do get prayer requests. Please stay up on the PEP page because there's a lot of different things, notes and whatnot go up there. But every now and then we get stuff. People will just send us, out of the blue, we'll get somebody send us something and say, hey, I saw that you pray for people on your website. Can you pray for this? And we pop it up there. So that's sort of cool that God invites us into that. Let me read this one. We had a visiting chiropractor this week as our doctor was on vacation. Found out that his mom had passed away recently, and when we were his first assignment since then. We purchased a fruit arrangement for him. When it arrived, we found out that he had asked his mom to send strawberries his way to let him know she was okay. This arrangement had a lot of strawberries in it and gave him comfort. Oh, that's cool. Here's another one. God used me to comfort a woman who had received an abortion in the past and was feeling guilty. I was able to explain forgiveness of Christ while providing comfort and love. Oh, way to go. Whoever wrote that, no name, but way to go. There's one, just no name. It just says, God has been speaking to me in new and fresh ways that I will that will help me in my job. Oh, this is a cool one. I'll read it. This is from Steve Wagner. This is a really cool story, Steve. I just thought it was awesome. Let me just tell the story, and Steve, correct me if I don't get it all the way right. Steve does woodworking. He does beautiful woodworking on bows in Man After My Heart, because I like doing wood too. Eric, Steve, and I have all started getting in together with wood. Steve has a big bandsaw that he uses for that job. The bandsaw went down, and it's a bandsaw. It's a big thing, big expense, and he wasn't sure what he was going to do to have to replace that, fix that, and out of the blue, you felt impressed, or you put it on Facebook, didn't you, or you put it out there? Jan put it out there, and Chris Music, some of you remember Chris Music, happened to see the post, called Steve and said, I could come over and help you with that. Steve had no idea that Chris could do anything like that. He went over, he has a mechanical background, engineering background, and replaced a bearing, helped Steve fix it out of the blue, and Steve has a basically brand new bandsaw running. Just neat how God worked in that. If you want to hear all those details, talk to Steve. But that was a cool story, how God just intervened in that story. Did I get it pretty close? All righty. Thank you, Steve, for sharing that. Other stories that you might have? Kathy.
As a lot of you know, my parents moved down to Florida about a month ago, and they have still not received their stuff. They've been praying and praying and praying about it, and they're supposed to receive their stuff either Monday or Tuesday. So thank you for anyone who has been praying about that. They hopefully will get their stuff very soon. And our move is finally coming together a lot better. We actually found out that we're going to be here till August, so a praise that we get to see you guys a little longer.
Thank you. Anyone else? So we're going to move back into another song, and then we're going to just have a time just to be a little quiet this morning. So maybe you have a praise that was on your heart, just not quite brave enough to voice it. But I think we still need to bring God our thanks. We need to bring God our praise. So we're going to sing a song, and then we're going to just move into a moment just to reflect, just to be quiet and begin to move through our minds all the things that we have to be grateful for. Can we all agree with that one with just a little bit of an uplifted hand praise? That we have a lot to be thankful for. We really do. Yesterday, my perfect weather, if I could find a place that was 50 to 60 degrees, sunny and breezy every day of the year, that is where I would move. Yesterday, I know it was gross for you guys, but Indiana, that was the weather yesterday. And I was like, oh, this is, and no humidity. Forgot that, no humidity. It was just a beautiful day yesterday, just a day to get out, and it looks like we're going to get that today. You know, we need to come to God with our praise. We need to bring our thanks and our gratitude to Him. So let's sing, and then we'll just move into a time after they get done. We'll just be quiet. We'll just stay quiet for about 5 minutes, and just you give God your praise. Give Him your thanks. Just spend a minute or two quietly reflecting, giving God thanks.